Hello? Okay. I'm going to use English because it's easier for me. Okay, so my name's Alan. I've been a youth at this church for 3 years, probably a little longer than that. I think first time I came here was like 2010, 11, or something like that. But I didn't really consider me part of the youth then. So I've really enjoyed my time here at church. I make this sound as if I'm leaving, but the irony is that I'm the only one that's not leaving. For our youth, despite the jokes, the insults, and the banter that gets tossed around within the youth, I feel like we really share a bond that isn't easily replicated anywhere else. Sure, we're not the most tightly knit group. You can tell by our seating arrangements. But we're here to support each other, regardless. I feel like God has truly blessed me by allowing me to see everyone and get to know them over again after leaving this church a long time ago. Through times of doubt and turbulence, I have received help and support to help me get back on my feet. We aren't perfect at all, and we still bicker, disagree, refuse to cooperate sometimes, and all of these things pull us closer as a group. For my family, this church has done many things to help us move forward and stand firm with everyone else. Every word of support, prayer, has helped us to get to a better place than when we were at the time, and I thank God for making all of this happen. For the future, it is still very uncertain for me, and more challenges rise with each passing day. I'm going to be a full-time college student while also being a part-time waiter, working weekdays and weekends. These upcoming years will test my abilities to adapt and be flexible, and I pray that God can help see me through and give me the strength I need. I have nothing but gratitude to the people of this church, to my dear friends in the youth, and to God. Thank you.
I will also use English. I don't know Chinese enough. Okay. So, hi everyone. My name is Kevin, if you don't know, and I've been in this church for a really long time. And I would just like to share about how God, through this church, has affected me throughout these years. So, for those of you who do not remember, I was an extremely naughty kid in elementary school. I yelled at teachers. I played Pokemon games during Sunday school. I kicked and punched people. There was not much hope to look for in me when you looked at the third grade me. Though I responded correctly to Sunday school questions, none of it ever meant much to me. I wasn't against it all, it was just had no meaning or weight upon me. However, even at that childish age, looking back, I could see God already working in me. I picked up reading fiction in fourth grade because my mom would give me a dollar for every book to pay off my Nintendo game. And reading opened up my mind and started building the necessary foundations for deeper thinking. Entering sixth grade and thus into the youth group, my mind was pricked and prodded by the gospel. It wasn't that I never heard of God's story, but it was the first time I sat down and heard it in plain English from Pastor Craig. I still remember it clearly when he said that God has a plan and that he loves you and never will harm you. It was one thing to hear something and another to really listen. After a few more weeks, Christianity became weightier and weightier in my heart, until I realized that after examining myself and comparing against what I've heard, I was not a Christian at all, despite being baptized already. Following that came some of the hardest struggles I had experienced so far in life, struggles with identity, philosophy, certainty, and peace. I experienced the full effects of modernity throughout middle and high school, casting off all outside knowledge except for the knowledge I find for myself. And I'm still recovering from the damages that has caused. The worst part was I didn't tell anyone about it. Not my parents, nor the shame to say that I wouldn't understand where I was at. Despite all the trouble, God matured me and showed me that he is the only trouble. He led me to a wonderful school where I learned wonderful things and slowly, bit by bit, grew my faith. It still takes daily effort to keep reminding myself of his love, and to be aware of all that he has done for me. Yet me standing here right now and giving you this story is a perfect proof of his love and care for me. Even when I rejected the world and believed that life was one incomprehensible mess, he lured me out of the pit, bit by bit, faith by faith, till I could again see the hope and joy of his gospel that continues to daily transform me and everyone whom he calls his sons and daughters. Thank you for your time. Yep.
Is there a speaker after this? Two speakers? Okay. Hey, you forgot your book. Okay. So, my name is also Kevin, and I've been at this church for, I'd say, over 90% of my... No, not my life. My school years. So, what I have to say is kind of different from what they have to say. Not in a bad way. It's just that mine is not really a story of my life, but it's more so what I've noticed and what I've learned is a little more abstract. So. So yesterday, as I'm cleaning out my room, I'm thinking, time doesn't stop. Time is relentless, and yet it's our most precious resource. I can't help but feel a little bit nostalgic. How quickly time passes, and how drastically things change. It's amazing. And how often we take each moment for granted. To those of my generation, I urge you to step out of your comfort zone. Take risks. Cherish and enjoy every moment. You only get to live through your youth once. After that, no rewind, no replay. That childhood innocence, the wonder and amazement toward the most basic things, once lost, cannot be regained. Especially in this day and age, don't feel obliged to do things just to fit in, just to please others. Your life is not determined by what they think, nor is it determined by superficial things such as your Facebook feeds, how many snaps you have, the number of friends you have, etc. Don't live to please the world, because it means nothing to have everything, but ultimately gain nothing. If I could tell my past self anything, I would tell him that life is too short to stress about academics, to try so hard, but for what? Don't let your studies consume you. Don't let it define you, as much as your parents may tell you. There's not enough time to accomplish everything you want to do. You have to prioritize. Find what you're most passionate about. Find something that's worthwhile. Something that can positively influence others that glorifies God. Don't do things. Once you find your passion towards it, you'll eventually find things to point. Keep thinking. Always be thinking. Talk to those who are older. You may find them annoying, especially your parents, but they have a lot to say, and I'm serious about that. I'm serious. Talk to your parents. Read more. That's one thing I wish I had done. And boring right now. One who drops into a flash game, it's a bad time on anime. Is he here? Is Caleb here? Okay, so consider objectives, especially in Can you ask the question, foundation for innovation? That's how you grow. This applies to everyone. In our current society, full of conflict and division, full of hypersensitive people who think they understand an article of a news source, we need to conservative, liberal argument. Is it really worth it? Everything is an accusation. Again, not everything is worth an argument. And parents, on your children, when they need them a failure, one of the worst things you can do. Don't take punitive measures without offering a solution. It can often make things worse. Just look at Germany and the Treaty of Versailles. Look what happened in World War II. It came about as a punishment, because Germany was punished. And to everyone, I say, ultimately, life is so short and time is so fast. This is your life. Are you who you want to be?
Kevin, and Alan, please come up to the front again. We just prepared small departing gifts for you guys. We appreciate all that you've meant to us and the youth group, and God bless you in your next stage, in your next step.
So我们下面请我们所有的长老或者是执事或者是弟兄姐妹，如果你愿意上来一起来祝福他们，所以我们就来一起来祝福他们，为他们祷告。我们请Steve来为他们来做这个祝福，好吗？ So, 弟兄姐妹，你如果愿意上来，就一起上来，我们为他们按手来祝福。
I will also use English. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your grace upon our lives, for the gift of Jesus Christ that brings us together as a family, brothers and sisters in you. Lord, we have before you three young brothers, three men who are going off to the next stage in their life, to college, a place where it can be a place where they can learn so much about the world, where they can discover themselves in a way, but it's also a place where the world likes to influence and to break down and try to destroy our faith. It's a place where many young people go and somehow lose themselves, Lord, in the world. And so we pray not only your blessings upon them, but we pray for your protection as well. We pray that their minds, their souls, their whole being would be so engulfed in you, Lord, that everything that the world has to offer would just be noise, would just be insignificant. And the beauty of Jesus Christ would be so significant to them, the utmost to them, Lord, that everything else just fades away. Lord, it is a time for discovery, but it is also a time for growth. And so we pray for these young men. Help them continue to grow in you. Help them to seek out older brothers and sisters who might show them and guide them. Help them to find a new church, a church where they can serve you and they can continue to grow in you, Lord. We pray that as we, as a church here, stay behind, that we would continue to pray for them, pray for their growth, pray for their faith, Lord. Lord, we thank you because these three men, Lord, truly are examples of your faithfulness, examples of what it means to grow up in a church, in a community, to come to faith in you, and then who are prepared and ready now then to go out into the world to share their faith with all those whom they come across. Lord, we thank you once again just for all that you've given to us. Continue to bind us closer to Christ as we grow closer to one another. Bless them, Lord. Guide them. Show more of yourself to them each and every day. And help them to know that your mercies are new every morning and that your grace is abundant for all of their needs. We just thank you, God, once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
好，这刘月和小明的分享，他们在我们当中也有一段时间了啊，他们一直在小方舟里面服侍，小明一直在小方舟里面做饭，对不对？<笑>啊，我们请他们上来啊。谢谢啊，我们两个不是一起分享，他分享他的，我分享我的，给了我们15分钟，我打算用14分钟。 其实我特别喜欢舞台，但是这5年的时间里面，就是由于自己的骄傲和不屑吧，已经很久没上台了，所以我今天特别开心，教会能给我这样的机会，而且我觉得这是我5年特别好的一个 ending。 所以我就用短短的时间来说一说我这5年的变化，或者说这是我30年来的变化和成长，大家要耐心点听。 其实我想我们都是以一颗赤诚之心来到这个世界，我也不例外。就是从起初那个最善良、最单纯的自己，抱着对世界有各种幻想的那个自己，变成了现在这个样子，或者说变成了5年前我的那个样子，以至于后来很长的一段时间里面，我是迷失的，我自己都找不到我自己。所以我以一颗赤诚之心来到人间，在成长的过程当中经历过很多很多的事儿，遇见过很多很多的人，也受过很多很多的伤害。 曾经我的父亲是一个比较贪酒，因为他自己受过一些伤害嘛，所以邻居和一些亲人朋友会以此来深深的羞辱我。也曾经我因为成绩很优异，所以遭到很多人的嫉妒，然后有一个同学很无知的在我的脸上留下了一个响亮的耳光。 其实我至今想起这件事情的时候，他那5个手指的印儿仍然在我的脸上灼烧着，那种感觉还历历在目。其实言语的伤害、朋友的背叛、同学的欺凌、他人的嫉妒，诸此种种大大小小，我想我们每个人都经历过。虽然我们的成长过程当中经历的东西不一样，但是这种在这个充满了罪的世界里面留给我们的伤害却是一样的。那些亲人、朋友甚至过客。 有意无意的在我们的心里面捅了一刀，然后就转身匆匆离去。他们甚至不曾向我们道歉。所以我每次心里面滴血的时候，是用自己笨拙的方法，躲在角落里面哭泣，或者是用针线自己丑陋的把这个刀口、把这个伤口给缝补起来，然后蒙上一层纱布，缝补过很多很多次，也包裹了很多很多层。虽然达到了止血的目的。 但是这个伤口从未真正的愈合，或者是恢复健康。面对这样的世界，我的应对方式是把自己变得很坚强，把自己变得很优秀，去转移那些用爸爸喝酒来侮辱我的人的目光，我让他们来夸我。我也去堵住那些嫉妒我的人们的嘴，去让那些离我而去的人们望尘莫及。我在我自己的行为明明的告诉那些人说。 我这么优秀，你还不夸我，哪儿顾得上提我爸爸喝酒的事儿啊？我说你小样，你敢欺负我试试？我比你强多了。嫉妒我的之前，你自己还是先照照镜子吧，咱俩都不是一个 level 的，你有什么资格嫉妒我呀？所以那些年，我用这样的方式确实抵挡过很多的伤害，我也操纵了很多时候别人对我的一个反应。 我骄傲的气场也确实驱赶走了很多想要有意来伤害我的人，更驱走多了，驱走赶了很多，驱赶走了很多那些想要来接近我的人。然而人其实最不能骗过的就是自己，我明明知道这样的方式是有用的，但是我不能欺骗自己，因为我明明感知到那些年我虽然活着，但是内心里面是十分的痛苦的，我的表面十分光鲜，但是内心却一直的隐隐作痛，而且我一点都不开心，我经常会十分的焦虑，也很压抑，生活里面的任何事情都不会给我带来愉悦。我当时就想，如果这就是活着的全部意义的话，那真的是没有意思。而我又不相信人就应该这样，而且我又不甘心，我不想就那样子活一辈子，然后就到死。我想改变，所以2012年我出国，我是带着一个问题来的，就是人为什么活着？我当时问过很多很多的人，但是都得不到答案。在座的有些人也知道，我当时来的时候目的就两个，一个就是找到我人生的信仰，另外就是完成我的学业。2013年底我受洗信主，就算信仰算是找到了，人为什么活着我也知道了，因为药理问答上面就是写着人活着的目的就是为了荣耀神并以神为乐。但是我仍然没有明白，我仍然觉得很迷茫很迷惑，我不知道我为什么活着，我不知道神对我的呼召和使命是什么，我也不知道我应该以什么样的方式有荣耀在他里面并以他为喜乐。为什么活着是知道了，从哪儿来到哪儿去，但是在此刻我应该怎么样的活着，作为一个基督徒我应该以什么样的方式面对生活。所以我花了很多时间思考，花时间与神交通，我开始从自己的行为表现入手去问神，我为什么要以看似坚强和骄傲的方式来面对这个世界。我慢慢的我就找到了那些伤害，找到了自己行为模式的来源，而受到神和弟兄姐妹们的鼓励，我渐渐地把自己的心打开，让神来医治。我曾经的盔甲太重，伤口太深，也包裹得太过严，我甚至都找不到自己的伤口所在。而神借着弟兄姐妹给我的爱和温暖也进不到我的心里，我那个时候就觉得你们爱我，我根本都感受不到，我也没有力量去爱别人。我觉得总是用爱的方式去形容这个世界，我特别不能理解。但是我还是觉得要改变，要按照神给我的带领去改变，所以我忍着剧痛像剥洋葱一样的把伤口一层一层的给剥开。那个时候大概是2015年年底到2016年的上半年，那个时候是特别特别的难过。我甚至觉得要不是拽着神这最后一颗救命稻草的话，我那个时候就要患抑郁症了，就是觉得可能活不过来，然后每天要祷告很久很久。然后我就把自己的经历写出来，不用给我送纸，我不会哭的。然后我也允许别人来再次二度伤害我，是因为我觉得只有再次被伤害被刺痛的时候，我才知道我真正的问题在哪里，所以我一点都不惧怕别人来指责我或者说我或者批评我。然后我那个时候就每次在意难受或者什么的，我真的就把心敞开，我就去跟神说我是怎么一个回事，让他重新来一个一个的医治我的伤口。然而神也确实是最好的大夫，他用他的圣爱告诉我他是何等的爱我，他给了我众多的兄弟姐妹们的支持，他在我自己并没有付出人所看为的那种足够努力的情况下给了我一份工作，他供应我时间和金钱，他赐给我一位为了我的前程可以放弃自己前程的先生，他还给了我特别通情达理的公公婆婆，还有给了我虽然不知道如何爱我却把他们认为自己最好的一切都给了我并永远默默支持我的父母。他爱我，为我舍命，他为我的罪付上的代价比我受的伤害要重得多得多，他为我所受的鞭伤远远超过我所受的那些伤害，所以他的爱最终给了我真正坚强的理由和前行的力量。他一步一步地带领我，让我从诸多的伤害中重新地站起来，我有了真正的能够原谅和宽容那些曾经伤害过我的人的那种力量，我于是也有了重新选择自己活法的一个力量。其实这一切都是渐渐发生的，但是我觉得在最后的这几个月当中我是有一个突破性的成长的，我就决定再次以一颗赤诚之心来面对这个世界，我选择善良，它是神放在我心里的良知。 我一开始就是被造成是一个善良的孩子。我也选择正直，我不要再用谎言和虚伪来面对这个世界，我还要选择真实，真实的面对神，真实的面对他人。真实是因为我知道神已经全然的接纳了那个破败不堪的我，我自己无需再用自己的坚强、优秀、骄傲、虚伪以及自作聪明来隐藏、逃避、为自己辩护或者是为自己反驳。知道他全然接纳了最真实的我，我自己也渐渐的接纳了那个最真实的自己，于是也渐渐的有力量以一颗赤诚的心真实的面对世界。以一颗真诚的心来面对这个世界，我知道很多时候这就意味着伤害，因为当你把自己暴露出来的时候，这个世界是充满罪的，罪对你的伤害有些时候是不由自己控制的。但是我知道即便是那样，我也有足够的力量，有足够的来自神的爱，让我去抵挡那些伤害，去轻看那些伤害。就如同有了真正万箭都穿不透的一个盾牌的时候，你就不会在意那些漫天飞舞的乱箭了。做真实的我，不再惧怕伤害，也因为我知道一切都是神允许才会发生的，就像一颗雨花石是要经历风雨的打磨才会变得越来越美丽。我更要选择去爱，在经历过一切之后，我终于明白什么叫做用爱心说诚实话。大概这句话纠结了5年，然后经常会问一些长辈是什么意思，直到自己经历过之后才明白到底是什么意思。是日常生活中我们很多时候伤害就是通过言语来产生的，我知道了被伤害的痛苦，我就决定不要再去伤害别人，以爱对方作为初衷和 first priority。 诚实话是透过耶稣基督来说，有智慧的说，心里爱对方，口里的话亦是用爱心说出来。当我没有爱心的时候，什么诚实话，什么对对方好，这些对方可能都听不进去，不过是以爱之名让我自己来不吐不快罢了。其实我真的特别庆幸神给我的这5年时间，他给我丰盛的供应，让我有时间和心智在他里面成长。所以我认为我自己来美国的第一个目标算是实现了，我确实找到了自己的信仰，而且这个信仰我认为是有坚固的根基的，在什么时候都不会动摇的。虽然我的学业没有如期完成，因为我还要在秋季回来答辩和毕业，我也让很多人对我的期待破灭。可能大家就是或者是以前人们认为我应该是一个以优秀成绩毕业的一个博士生，但是我没有做到那些。可是我真的很接纳现在这个现实情况，而且我特别开心的看到自己可以面对这样的所谓的人们眼中的失败，而且我觉得以后的生活当中我也有力量去面对这样的事情。我想我就像保罗所说的那样，随时随在我都得了秘诀，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。我知道未来的路一定还是会有经历很多的挑战，我一定还会有沮丧和失落的时候，但是我真的很开心，也真的知道我走在一个正确的路上，手拿着一把利剑，有了神给予的无限力量去披荆斩棘和经历风雨。以上便是我这5年的见证。其实这5年我决定丢掉优秀的光环，丢掉坚强的外表，也决定丢掉骄傲的姿态。我觉得这是我最大的收获，耶稣基督在福音里给我的爱，给了我力量去选择一个善良的、敞开的、真实的、爱他人的人生。我想这是我最根本的生活的底气，也是支撑我未来前行的一个底气，是走到哪里都可以引以为荣耀的底气。谢谢大家。
哎，大家好，我叫明阳，刚才做见证的那个是我媳妇儿，他讲得很好，这几年他成长也很快，除了神的带领，就是我这个做头的其实也很辛苦，你知道吗？一直在引领他。开个玩笑，我主要说一下我在受洗信主之后这几年的这个灵命上的成长。2015年感恩节我们一起受洗的，然后还有很多的弟兄姐妹，但是过了2-3个月我就回国了。很感恩国内，在天津也找到了一个家庭教会，也很不错，但是我去了之后我觉得跟咱们这边差距很大，你知道吗？首先我就特别不喜欢听他们的讲道，他们的牧师的讲道，因为当初这边的长老还有陈彪牧师给我 他们的那种感觉，他们的那种真理的讲述，还有教义的那些很专业，然后对比之后，我觉得他们真的是很，我觉得很 low 啊。当时至少当时我觉得很 low， 所以我去团契，然后主日我也去敬拜，但是我不听到。大概有将近两年的时间，我都是这样，就是团契敬拜，但是我不听他们讲道，因为我觉得他们讲的很浅，很没有意思。然后就再次来到这边，就是2015年10月份就结完婚之后就来这边了。所以在国内的那将近两年的，我的灵命基本上是没有什么太多成长的啊。当然我很有信心，但是我对我的灵命没有什么太多的成长，不太愿意跟弟兄姐妹们去沟通，因为我敬拜完我就走嘛，也没有听到，也没有吃饭，也没有太多的服侍，所以就是基本上那个教会可能只有我们团契的几个人认识我啊，其他的人都不会认识我。所以很感恩2015年10月份又来到这边。我来了之后我就发现，哎，牧师变年轻了啊，还强壮了啊，其实是换牧师了。然后当时两个人找到我，一个是济南牧师，一个是全哥啊，两个人平行的都找到我。济南牧师问我，你愿不愿意跟我一起去查经啊，每周找一天去查经。还有另外一个弟兄，我很好的一个弟兄。然后全哥说家里有一个弟兄查经，你愿不愿意来参加，我说也可以，所以平行的在进行。很感恩当时跟济南牧师查经，我们是三个人在查经。济南牧师选了一个我认为很好的一个教材，在通过我们很长一段时间的查经当中，我觉得我的真理是有很强的这种提高，然后我也慢慢的去愿意来教会，愿意去跟弟兄姐妹们去接触了。后来另外一个弟兄因为个人原因吧，他不能来了，所以就又是很长一段时间，就是我跟济南牧师两个人单练大眼瞪小眼的这种查经。很感恩他当时没有放弃，没有说因为就我只有我一个人了就解散这个查经了。所以那段时间来讲，对于我真理上的提高真的是有一个质的一个飞跃。当然我们也在沟通一些私人的事情，然后来聊一聊自己的一些人生感悟，对信仰的感悟。所以很感恩当时济南牧师找着我，然后带我去查经很长的一段时间。后来就是全哥的这个弟兄查经一直持续到现在啊，上周四。说一说这个，就是弟兄查经在最热闹的时候，大概可能得有7-8个弟兄加上全哥，然后慢慢的有的人走了，有的人因为工作的原因，有的人因为学业的原因，又剩下我一个人了。所以我跟全哥也是单练大眼瞪小眼，然后每次弟兄查经完事之后呢，刘院就会问我今儿查的怎么样，我说还行吧。他说都谁呀，我说就我跟全哥，然后就我们两个人。当时我跟刘院说，我说你说全哥辛辛苦苦弄的这个查经嘛，我说要是最后我都不去了，我说他是不是特别失落。所以当时坚持下来的原因就是因为我不想让他太伤心，你知道吗？所以我就坚持下来了。然后也很就是在这段期间我很感动，就是虽然只有我一个人，但是每周他们还会给我准备这个饭食。然后我说我可以自己在家做嘛，我说我不需要你们做。他们说他们也要吃嘛，但事实上他们因为有孩子他们都会提前吃，只是我一个人在吃，他们为了给我准备。我很感动，冰冰姐每周都给我做那个大包子啊，大包每周吃一次，每周吃一次。后来偶尔的一次聊天的时候就说，我就是不是刻意的，就是随闲聊的时候，我说我在天津的时候我喜欢吃锅贴，你知道吗？我经常吃锅贴。然后很感动，从此以后每一周就换成锅贴儿。而且你知道吗，以前做包子的时候是冰冰姐在做，她也很忙，但是她可能在家的时间还稍微多一点点，她可以给我准备这个饭食。但是锅贴儿的话就换成全哥在做了，然后都是周中嘛，她要下班然后再去给我准备这个饭食。所以我就在想，我说就是他们对我的这个爱是因为他们喜欢我吗？或者是说因为愿意跟我去交朋友吗？我慢慢的我去意识到，我说其实不是，是因为耶稣基督先爱了他们，他们愿意现在把这个爱传达给我。到后来有放单弟兄了，然后放单弟兄又走了，又还剩我自己。很感恩现在有陈果弟兄还有宝刚弟兄。所以说我常常我在小方舟也跟他们去聊，我说你说一个家庭有两个孩子，然后每周固定的去开放给几个男生，给几个弟兄，然后还要给他们准备饭食，还要给他们准备这个查经的材料，我觉得这个很感动。所以我觉得这一段时间我其实跟 跟全哥的这个弟兄查经，你说真理上有多高多高的提高吗？其实那只是很小的一部分，大部分的时候是我观察到，我体会到了他们这个为耶稣基督做见证的这种爱，真的是这个东西对我影响是非常大的，以至于我可能未来我们要去康州去 New Haven 的时候，我不知道我会不会开放我自己家庭，因为这是一个问号，但是这个种子已经种到了我的身上，真的是非常感恩他们的这个家庭，他们的这个付出，为我们弟兄查经这些弟兄的付出真的是很感恩。然后就是长老前两周就是给我突击性的补了一下教会的历史和教会的分派啊，这个东西很感恩，就是通过这些真理，通过这些爱，通过这些他们给耶稣基督做的见证，我现在真的是我愿意去寻求更多的真理，是我主动跟长老去聊着这个事情，然后我也愿意去更多的去服侍。我在小方舟之前是我回国，我没有回国之前是每周也要给他们做一个菜，对不对？这个做菜这个东西也是受彬彬姐的影响，也是受师母的影响，而他们每一周一年四季好几年甚至十几年他们都是这样做，我觉得这个东西我观察到了，可能有的人没有观察到，但是上帝给我的恩赐是我观察到了这个东西，它进入我的心里了，所以我觉得我很感恩，很感恩就是遇到了他们这些人，遇到了这样的弟兄姐妹，遇到了他们这些能够给耶稣基督做见证的人，然后从而去影响了我，可能影响了我以后的灵命的生活。在那边以后去那边的话，我想这些东西都是未来我路上的一些真的是指明灯，不光是真理，还有爱，还有为别人去做见证，真的是，所以非常感恩，感恩从咱们教会认识耶稣受洗到一路走来又要离开，感恩，谢谢。
好，谢谢刘月和小明。